I'm sitting in the Dublin Gardens in Dublin Castle on such a nice, still day. It's cloudy, but it's very still and very peaceful. I'm sitting here amongst the birds, seagulls, pigeons, and a few tourists. This tends to be visited quite a lot by tourists. It's obviously one of the main attractions, and I'm glad to see that there are still, despite the weather and despite December and so forth, that there are still a number of tourists, mostly from European countries, I'd say. So I am just on a break after spending most of my morning looking into Google Apps for domains. So I just need a bit of headspace, I guess, after configuring a test domain with a view to changing over from Exchange to Google Apps, because I've been looking at it and it seems to be the way to go for a small non-profit organization. And I find Exchange is so tricky and just generally a pain when it comes to support. The one thing I noticed just looking through the guidelines and information on the Google Apps on the website, on their website, was that it is not free for non-profits outside the US. That's the business version of it, which allows for unlimited storage and unlimited accounts. I'm hoping that they add support for free not-for-profit accounts in the near future outside the US, because I would imagine that with most arts organisations that are struggling in Ireland and that are trying to keep their overheads down in terms of IT costs, that this would be something that many would take up. And it seems fairly easy to configure. I just, you know, worked it out in part of a morning. And I am by no means a system administrator. So if I can do it, then most people with half a technical brain should be able to do it as well. Anyway, that is all I wanted to say for now. I've been listening to a number of audio boos recently, and I'm curious to see how it's being used by the people I follow. I'm thinking of Brian Green, for instance, and Peter Donegan. I heard a great dialogue, as it were, between them around the economy and tax. And also Will Knott and Brian Green. Brian, you seem to be, if you're listening, you seem to be getting a lot of conversations going, which is great. So I think I shall leave it at that, and I will hopefully talk to you again sometime.
Okay.